Saints and friends, we are back. Welcome to the Preach Girl Podcast, Season 2. I am your host, Christy Miranda, and I am pumped and excited and blessed and all the good things that you are here listening today. I don't know how you found us. I don't know what brought you to this moment, but I am glad that you are here. Listen, we started Season 2 today. We took a 3-month summer break and we are back in the saddle again. And I'm so glad that you chose to be with us today. Listen, if you have a friend that you think could use some encouragement today, then I want you to ask you to share this episode with them. You know, share it through a text, tag it on Facebook, whatever you want to do, just share this information, because listen, we want to make sure that all the girls, that all our girls are getting a word spoken into their life that is full of, you know, encouragement, because we live in a time that we don't get a lot of encouragement. And I'm going to stand on the rooftop and shout it out. I'm here for you. God's for you. He's on your side. And I can't wait to kick off Season 2 Preach Girl Podcast with you. Thanks for being here. Let's go. Today's Preach Girl Podcast is brought to you by the Preach Girl 8-week course designed for women like you who want to learn how to speak, how to preach, how to tell your story. Listen, I'm telling you, girl, you're going to love Preach Girl, the 8-week course. We spend time together every week. I'm live in the group. You get full access to me along with the women in the group. It is incredible. The last several cycles have been just dynamic. We have come together in just formed community. If you are a woman who is interested in learning how to speak, to present well, to speak with confidence and clarity and power, I know that Preach Girl, the preaching course, is for you. If you're in business, if you're in ministry, if you just want to learn how to tell a story better, this is a great place for you. Head on over to preachgirl.org and get registered. Registration is opened now for the October class. Jump in. You'll be so glad you did. I'll see you inside of Preach Girl. Have you ever felt like you're not enough? Like, no matter what you're doing, you're failing, or that it's just not good enough. Have voices from your past stuck in your mind much, much longer than they should have, with words of doubt, of fear, anxiety? Have you ever had to fight imposter syndrome like the plague? You know that voice telling you that you're a fraud, telling you everyone's going to know soon enough that you're fake, that you're a fraud, that imposter syndrome. Do you ever wish you could rewind the clock and make different choices, use a different tone, say a different word? Have you ever had people who were supposed to protect you, who were supposed to stand with you, who were supposed to be on your side, turn out to be the ones that hurt you, deserted you, and left you the most? Well, you're not alone, because I have too. Me too. Me too. If I'm honest, y'all, there are still seasons that I fight these ghosts even daily, sometimes even hourly. But here's the deal. I keep fighting. I keep trusting God's word. I keep getting up. I keep getting up. I keep getting up. I keep getting up. I keep showing up. I keep serving, and I keep pressing on. I've come to realize in my life that I am the only thing standing in my way. Did you hear what I said? I'm the only thing standing in my way. Not a past experience or a current situation. Not a bad boss. Not a challenging relationship. Not even my own most shameful moments. Not a devil in hell or anything else I'd like to blame it on. Honey, no, only me. Only me. The power to choose, it's mine. The way I respond is my choice. Life and death, those are in my tongue. The thoughts that I allow, the thoughts I entertain, those are my responsibilities. No one else's. They're not anybody else's responsibility. That's a lot of power, my friend. That's a lot of power. We have far more power than we access or take responsibility for. I know that's me. I don't know about you, but I know that's me. And I'm challenging myself, and sister, I'm challenging you to take full responsibility for the life that you live. For the love, for the fun, for the joy, for the choices and the path. Because the truth is, girl, we are made in the image of God. I'm made in the image of God. So are you. I have the mind of Christ and access to God in prayer. I have the fullness of his written word available to me, and so do you. I have the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead living in me. And if you are a believer, so do you. The creative power of heaven is in my mouth, and it's in yours too. And it's in yours too. Girl, it's in yours too. You were made for greatness. You were made for this moment. You were made for now. You were made for your journey, for your path. You were. So what's the choice going to be? Let's choose to be great. Let's choose to live big. Let's choose to be full of life. Let's choose to have a good word in our mouth. Let's choose to control the thoughts and the beliefs in our mind. Let's choose that together. You can do that right now. You can say, same me, new mood. Same me, new thought. Same me, new words. Same me, new actions. Same me, new focus. Same me, new vision. Same me, new accomplishments. Same me, new motion. Same me, greater faith. Same me, greater ability. Same me, greater joy, greater anointing, greater power. It's your choice. Stop waiting for someone to choose you, baby. Choose yourself. Choose yourself. I know I've said it before, but I wanted to start out season 2 of the Preach Girl podcast with this word for you, with this word for me. You may have been pushed down. You may have been looked over. You may have felt like second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth choice. But I'm telling you right now, you choose you because he chose you. You have a plan. You have a purpose under heaven. If you're breathing air in your lungs, then you still have a purpose on this planet. And I want you to know that he chose you. And it's time for you to choose you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for every person listening to this and for this one woman or maybe one man who's listening right now. And God, I thank you that you would begin to stir and awaken the greatness on the inside of them. Father, I pray that they would be empowered today to know that they have a choice to go forward, a choice to walk in power, a choice to put one step in front of the other and go forward in what you've called them to do, being a wife, being a mother, being a business owner, being in ministry, being a friend, being a sister, being a grandmother, being whatever it is that you've called them to be, God, that they move in greatness. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Hey friends, thank you so much for being here on the Preach Girl podcast today. Listen, I'm so honored that you're here, that you listen, that you show up, even that you share it with your friends and family. I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all. And don't forget, if you subscribe, then you're going to get a notification every time we drop a new episode. Also, if you have time, man, could you just leave a review of the show here? We'd really appreciate it. Reviews help to get found. They help us to get sponsors. They help to get good guests on the show. So if you could just leave a review for the Preach Girl podcast, I would super duper appreciate it. And really, thanks again for just being with us. Thanks for being here, for supporting me, and being on this journey together as we go forward. If you need anything, you can hit me up on Facebook, Christy Lee Miranda, Christy Lee Miranda on Instagram, and you can, of course, find all things Preach Girl at preachgirl.org. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.